This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have in this economy some things we really, really don't want to run out of. So we keep stockpiles of them. We've got a strategic petroleum reserve. We've got a national helium reserve, stockpiles of grain and gold. Canada's got a maple syrup reserve. They really do. And China does the same thing. One of the commodities they don't want to run out of is pork. And that stockpile might come in handy now that the government in Beijing has warned wholesale pork prices could rise by as much as 70% after an outbreak of the highly contagious African swine fever. So Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports now from Shanghai on how that strategic pork reserve might work.
In China, you show affection for family members through food. And according to the documentary series A Bite of China, what better way to express your love than to prepare the time-consuming dish Hong Shao Rou, cubes of pork belly simmered in wine, sugar, and soy sauce. Pork wasn't always plentiful in China. Some people over the age of 60 tell me they were lucky if they could have pork once a week growing up. But China is wealthier now, and pork is plentiful. I even found pork in a veggie flatbread I ordered at my favorite snack shop.
你好，我要那个梅干菜。
I ordered the 梅干菜, which is preserved vegetable. But if I take a bite, yeah, I can see little bits of pork fat in it for added flavor.
谢谢。
Pork accounts for 70% of all meat consumption in China, so it's bad news for consumers and the economy if prices keep climbing. Zhu Zhengyong is with the state-backed research group, the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences.
Before 2014, the price of pork accounted for 3% of the consumer price index. That was later revised to 2.7%. It is still a high ratio, so fluctuations in pork prices can affect the stability of China's macro economy.
He says the industry also provides jobs to hundreds of millions of peasant farmers. China's Communist Party likes to keep pork prices stable, so it set up a national pork reserve in 2009. Here's how it works, according to pork industry analyst Zheng Lili with Chengyi Information Consultancy.
When the government feels there are not enough pigs on the farms, it'll store some pork in advance to prevent a shortage in the future.
So the government will set a target. Like this year, it wanted to store 24,000 tons of pork because of the African swine fever outbreak.
Then the government will invite big slaughterhouses to make bids. The winners will get state subsidies to buy pork from the market and store it in their own freezers.
But the system has limits. Pork can only be kept in freezers for so long. There's limited storage space, and sometimes the government doesn't make it profitable enough for slaughterhouses to store the pork. Again, Zhu Zhengyong with the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences.
As
far as we've heard, the government's call to fill up the pork reserve failed because the offer price was too low.
Meaning, slaughterhouses didn't have enough incentive to fill up the reserve. But Zhu Zhengyong says if the government even talks about storing pork, it's a signal that officials won't let prices spiral.
The pork reserve can guide the market.
He says a more direct way to ease the pork shortage is to boost imports, which should be great news for American producers. But since China slapped tariffs on American pork, some data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture suggests that exports to China have been falling. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.